You're listening to Catherine Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
Listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
See, we'd dissolve. Yeah, I could sing the whole. We're doing that movie at the moment at home, Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid. But of course, we're talking about the benefits of having what's under the sea above the sea with your Friday foodie this afternoon. Kerry Heaney, good to have your company.
Good to be here.
There is a big seafood fest. I feel kind of cruel playing Sebastian the crab because, of course, he escapes from the French chef in the movie. But I suppose some of his fellow friends weren't or won't be so lucky this weekend. What's happening?
Well, it's the sea to city all the way down Eagle Street Pier on Sunday. Big thing for seafood lovers. It starts at about 11 a.m. and it doesn't finish until 6. So plenty of opportunity to get your fill full of your favourite seafood.
And what is the point of this besides just going along for a chance to eat good food? Is it a chance to show off to wholesalers, traders on behalf of local seafood suppliers? What's the point?
It's all about showcasing Brisbane and Queensland's great seafood and also giving the restaurants along Eagle Street Pier a bit of a, you know, exposure about the 17 of them who are doing different things. They've got some have got special menus and pop-up stalls.
Oh.
So you can just wander past and pick up a bug roll or, so there's two heroes, oysters, and what's the other one? Moreton Bay bugs.
Right.
Have you ever told anybody about I'm going to eat a Moreton Bay bug when they don't know what a Moreton Bay bug is?
No. In fact, I don't know if I've ever had a Moreton Bay bug, Kerry. So edumacate me, please.
Okay. It sort of looks like a spanner crab. Do you know what a spanner crab looks like? Or it's a crab.
Like stringy, kind of long, thin.
No.
Crusty bit? No. Okay, no.
Red.
Oh.
Red. Like a little lobster.
Yeah. Like those prehistoric bugs that you find fossilised in the bottom of. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Like that.
Okay.
And they've got the tail is where the good meat is.
Right.
And it's sort of like lobster, but it's Moreton Bay bug.
The thing is, with the seafood, I mean, it's always the popular meal item if you're on a romantic date or a fancy dinner, the lobster. But there's just, I feel like there's so much work involved sometimes. And I don't know how to mow a lawn, I don't really know how to properly eat a lobster. Will there be people there who can help me with that or cook and prepare one?
Not sure that they're going into that sort of thing. But look, you know, I can guarantee that they will make them easy to eat. Because with the lobster, it's actually not too hard. You just sort of crack up in the back and then there's that tail part is where all the good part is.
And you have to wear a bib, don't you?
That's
what I see in the movies.
That's more for a crab.
That's a crab.
You know, that's a crab,
not the lobster.
That's a different one.
See, I'm glad you're here.
You've got to get your crustaceans right.
Clearly. Oh, boy. I'm just bugging out. You're on ABC Radio Brisbane and Gold Coast. Kerry Heaney from Eat, Drink and Be Kerry is with you. We're looking at crustaceans in the celebration of this weekend. So it's a Brisbane event, but there's also something happening at Stradbroke.
Yes. Now, you've got to just hold out a little bit longer for this one because it's not until November 23. But this would be my favourite seafood festival because it's all about oysters. Did you know that Stradbroke has its own oyster industry and oyster leases?
Great.
Yes.
I was aware of that because I think like a former political journalist has an oyster farm and it might be around that area.
Didn't know about that.
Okay. Yep. Tell me more.
So you go over there for the Stradbroke Oyster Festival and they have oyster shucking competitions and they have oysters. Now I'm trying to remember exactly the price, but I think it's maybe $15 or $16 a dozen this year.
That seems very reasonable.
It is very reasonable. And they're very, very fresh. And they're local. So how can you beat that?
That's another skill I don't possess. I'm just feeling hopelessly inadequate. I couldn't shuck an oyster if it came to it.
Well,
could you shuck an oyster? You could, couldn't
I know
you?
The technical
oh,
way to do it.
Oh, you don't know how to shuck an
I
oyster.
I do. I do know how.
Have you done it, though?
I've tried.
And did you succeed?
Oh,
Kerry,
yeah,
be honest.
The oyster was very mangled. It's hard. hard. You've got to have a, you know, you've got to have good, strong wrist action. And
okay.
I don't.
Yeah, no, me either. But I'll happily eat them with a nice glass of fizz, enjoyed responsibly and in proper measure. Kerry Heaney, thank you for filling our bellies, our minds, and our diaries up with some sensational seafood delights.
My pleasure. Eat more seafood.
Eat, yes, or at least practice the shucking of it. Kerry Heaney, eat, drink, and be Kerry. Her website, and you can find out more about events happening around Southeast Queensland that are fun for foodies.
Catherine Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.